This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Clashes between protesters and police broke out across Belarus on Monday after the country's longtime president was declared the winner of Sunday's national election. Alexander Lukashenko, in power for 26 years, said Monday that opposition protesters would face a tough crackdown, describing them as sheep manipulated by foreign masters. Video of the clashes Monday night show police beating protesters with batons. Rights groups said one person was killed and dozens injured in a police crackdown on protests that followed Sunday's voting. Several hundred protesters have been arrested. Police used stun grenades, tear gas, and water cannon against the thousands of protesters who took to the streets of the country's capital, Minsk, late on Sunday. The country's Central Election Commission said Monday that after all ballots were counted, Alexander Lukashenko took 80.23% of the votes. Svetlana Tsiyanovskaya, the main opposition candidate, got 9.9% of the votes. Speaking from her headquarters, Tsiyanovskaya said she does not recognize the outcome. International officials also questioned the legitimacy of the election, as well as the crackdown on protesters. Washington said Monday it was deeply concerned by the situation. It said the process was marred by intimidation and restrictions on ballot access for opposition candidates. It also noted the lack of independent observers at polling stations and said that has marred the process. The president of the European Commission and the secretary general of NATO also voiced concern about the election results, while Russian President Vladimir Putin congratulated Lukashenko on his victory. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Somali security forces have shot dead four armed inmates after a fierce gun battle in Mogadishu's central prison. That's according to security officials who spoke to VOA's Somali service. Three prison guards were also killed in Monday's incident, officials confirmed. The inmates, all members of Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab, had obtained three pistols and six hand grenades smuggled into the prison. That's according to a senior security official who spoke to VOA. The inmates attacked guards, sparking the confrontation. Two other inmates suspected of involvement were wounded and apprehended, according to officials. One inmate is believed to have escaped. The central prison is located next to Mogadishu's seaport and is heavily guarded. Dozens of Al-Shabaab inmates are held at the facility, including some who are on death row. Lebanon's government has resigned in the aftermath of last Tuesday's devastating explosion at Beirut's port and angry public protests that followed. Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab announced the move Monday night. Diab did not say when new elections would be held. He laid the blame for the country's myriad problems at the feet of the country's political elite, who have ruled Lebanon since the end of the civil war nearly 30 years ago. He said they've caused political and economic devastation and brought about last week's tragedy. Several ministers and lawmakers have already resigned, but mass demonstrations on Saturday and Sunday led to the decision for the entire government to step down. The massive blast killed at least 160 people, injured thousands, and left more than 250,000 people homeless. It has been blamed on the explosion of 2,750 metric tons of ammonium nitrate that had been improperly stored at Beirut port for 6 years. In New York, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the voices of the Lebanese people must be heard. He called for a credible and transparent investigation into the cause of the blast. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is embarking on a week-long trip to Central Europe as the United States looks to confront Russian and Chinese competition in Europe, both economically and geopolitically. Pompeo is visiting the Czech Republic, Slovenia, Austria, and Poland this week. He'll become the first Secretary of State since 2011 to visit Slovenia, home of First Lady Melania Trump. He will sign a joint declaration on 5G technology as Washington is countering risks posed by Communist China's infiltration into high-tech networks in the region. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.